Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther's 2018 budget plan would spend $2 million for a series of new public safety initiatives. Instead of traditional policing, these programs offer social services as a means of preventing crime in the city's more at-risk neighborhoods. WOSU reports on how many grassroots organizations already offer these services and have done so for years. Now, they're wondering how they'll be included in the mayor's plans. Antonio Stargell is furious whenever he thinks about his son's death.
He got shot day after Mother's Day, 2016, with some friends.
His murder became another unsolved case as witnesses refused to step forward, and Stargell became discouraged with the police investigation. He strongly considered finding his son's killer on his own to seek his revenge.
I got a whole bunch of other kids I got to live for. I still want justice for my son, though, you know, but I can't get no justice for the rest of the kids if I'm in jail.
Stargell credits Ministries for Movement, an organization run by Pastor Frederick Lamar, for helping him come to his senses. Located on the south side, Pastor Lamar has been working to prevent these violent and often deadly retaliations for over a decade. The group also puts people in touch with job training, educational opportunities, and for kids, they offer a summer program.
And then we got after school program. So every place that we can get, I mean, it's not a day that the doors of the church is not open because it's a community church.
When he heard about the mayor's plan to invest in similar programming for Columbus neighborhoods, he was optimistic.
What is the benefit for all of us? And that's to stop the violence.
Leaders from dozens of Columbus organizations met over the weekend to discuss how their violence prevention efforts could fit with the city's new program.
How can we help the mayor accomplish the goal that he's trying to accomplish?
But other organization leaders like Dennis Muhammad say that while the mayor is moving in the right direction, it would have been wise to invest in grassroots organizations who have already developed a rapport with communities.
Politicians always come up with what they think the people want. And them initiatives never work. The people have to get more involved in their own solving of their social problems.
Muhammad is the director and founder of the Peacekeepers, a national organization that has been active in Columbus for the last 5 years. The group of volunteers patrol Livingston Avenue and intervene in situations before they become violent. He says there are many organizations like his that have already proven to be effective.
You cannot ignore that. And I think it's time for them to come and sit at our table, and they should ask us, what can we do for y'all?
Tammy Fournier-Alsada with the People's Justice Project commends the mayor for taking what she says is a huge step forward, ending the Community Safety Initiative. For years, her organization has demanded an end to the controversial policing program, criticized for racial profiling and straining community police relations.
We definitely look at that as a win for the community.
Alsada says now she wants to ensure that people who live in at-risk neighborhoods and the grassroots organizations who serve them will have the chance to give their input as these plans move forward.
But what they're having to do often, and People's Justice Project continues to have to do, is force our way even into the conversation.
In order to be successful, says Alsada, the people on the ground are the ones who have to buy into the mayor's plan and support it. In a statement, a spokesperson for the mayor said he met with many groups, including the People's Justice Project and faith leaders, and that work will continue as his neighborhood safety strategy is implemented. Esther Honig, WOSU News.